This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you look at this game 5 days from now, you're playing a team that has a legit number one shutdown corner. And I hope that Tomlin's not blowing sunshine up our ass and just giving us a glass half full outlook on things like he did at this time last year when talking about who was going to catch the ball in their wide receiver depth. Because I don't know. When another team has a legit number one star corner and not much else at corner, man, it sure helps to have other wide receivers who can take advantage of that. If Sauce Gardner has a Sauce Gardner game against DK Metcalf and neutralizes him, well, then you're going to need Roman Wilson to step his ass up, and you're going to need Calvin Austin to play well, and you're going to need the tight ends to be more involved. Or you can just do it like you did last year in Atlanta and kick six field goals and win, and run it 41 times, and hope that you win like a slog football game and a very, very ugly football game. But I don't think Aaron Rodgers came here to hand the ball off on first and second down and then occasionally throw it on third down.
He came here to play offense.
And Tomlin's trying to, you know,
You had a good tweet. I have to give you credit. The downplaying of them by this is just absurd. We're good on wide receiver two, essentially. We're not concerned with wide receiver two. Then why were you spending months, at least weeks, but probably more like 2 months trying to find one? Why were you bringing in Gabe Davis twice? Why were you credibly connected to being interested in various other wide receiver two candidates who were getting dealt? It also just underscores, but I think also you don't trade George Pickens unless you feel like you're probably going to go out and get another one of these guys that replaces him. So I think his words today and their actions previous to today do not tell the same story. And I think you'd have to be pretty insane to assume that they genuinely are happy. They might like Roman Wilson a lot and have high hopes. That's different from going into a season knowing you've got number one and number two on the depth chart pretty much sewn up.
I thought it sounded exactly like Tomlin last year when he was at his podium the Tuesday before the first game, and he was getting asked the same kinds of questions about his wide receiver room. So I'm like, hey, we have archives here. Let me go back and listen.
We do
to what
everything
he
we
said.
Everything we look for seems to get lost in a house fire, Donnie, doesn't it? What kind of archives is he talking about?
Let's
here?
Hear if his answer last year at this time sounds anything like what he said today about wide receiver depth.
Mike, you've added some new players at receiver. What have you learned about the depth you have in that receiver?
You know, I'm comfortable with the performance of these guys, man. Had some questions even dating back to the spring, and to be quite honest with you, I probably went in the receiver room about a couple of weeks into camp and told them that. I just believe in being really transparent. But the consistency in which those guys performed in Latrobe and through team development has made me more comfortable. And specifically, I'm talking about Scotty Miller and Van Jefferson, man. I just can't say enough about the consistency in which they perform, their floor, if you will. They've behaved like veteran NFL players, and that's provided some comfort in the midst of the transition that comes with dealing with new people and getting acclimated in that way.
We certainly saw what the floor looked like for Van Jefferson, didn't we?
He never got off of it.
He spent his time here laying
on the floor. Scotty Miller had a big game week one against Atlanta. 0 catches for 0 yards. Uh-huh. What do you think Jefferson's stat line was from that game last year against Atlanta, Donnie? You want to take a guess?
It's either 1 or 2 catches, I feel like.
0 catches for 0
yards? I'm going to say 1 for 8.
1 for 1. One
That's
catch
even
for
better
1
than
yard.
0 for 0.
That's the Jerome Bettis line. 5 catches, 1 yard, 3 touchdowns.
What do you think Cal Austin did in the opener last year?
I'll go 2 catches for Austin for like 17 yards.
Oh, I love that pick for you. I'm going to go 2 for 13.
1 for 7.
Come on, let's keep this thing going. I want to hear more.
What do you think Freiermuth did in week 1 last year?
2 for 22.
Mm.
Even now, I feel like that's wrong, but I'm going to stick with it.
I'll go 3 for like 18.
4 for 27. He was their second leading receiver.
Ugh. And then Pickens would have had what?
He had 6.
Yeah, he for like 80-something?
I think 76.
He had a long catch and run right before halftime.
Yeah, remember because he didn't get out of bounds mm-hmm. in time, it looked like, and then he got out with like a second left, which happened in the Canadian Football League yesterday. Don't ask me why I was watching that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So I just hope Tomlin's, you know, alloy your fears, calm down, everything's good.
He's not hiding under his desk here.
Metcalf is better than Pickens was. Our tight ends are incredible. Our wide receiver depth, the young guys have gotten a year older and a year better. All of those things sound good, but he did the same thing last year to try to put out fires, and he was wrong. So it's a little bit of boy who cried wolf here with me on this one. I've heard this before from him, and so I've got to see it to believe it that they actually have the problem fixed this time.
Broadly speaking, I think their pass catchers are better, which is definitively me not saying wide receiver 2 is better. If they're, what were their top 3 pass catchers going in last year? It was Pickens,
Freiermuth,
and then
Van Jefferson.
Okay, so if your top 3 this year is Metcalf, Freiermuth, Jonnu Smith, based on everybody's reputations from last year,
yeah.
I think that's a better top 3. But it's still only 1 wide receiver and then 2 tight ends, even if Jonnu Smith sort of behaves like a glorified, like bulkier wide receiver.
You know what's interesting to me, just as an aside? We have a lot of Steelers fans who I think get jazzed up for the start of the season, and they start to believe that crazy things are going to happen and this offense is going to click and it's going to be outstanding.
Okay.
Which is fine. Like, that's what fans do. And I'm so...
You're guilty of it sometimes. You said they were going to win the Super or go to the Super Bowl with Pickett.
I'm so cynical of Tomlin now that I just can't bring myself to say those things anymore.
Yeah.
You know where you really see, as Donnie said earlier, the rubber meet the road on this, though? So fans call in and say, this is the year Rodgers is going to be great. You know where you really see the rubber meet the road?
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Knew it.
Thank you.
Knew where that was headed.
I'm in drafts with all kinds of Steelers fans. You know where Aaron Rodgers gets drafted? He doesn't. Doesn't get picked.
I ran a draft at the Mulsey House last night in the neighborhood league, and I believe, so it's like on that sleeper app, so they have, you know, how many ever, 16 rounds?
I have 9 teams on that app, so yes, I'm very familiar with it.
He got picked. The guy who was picking 12th picked him in his second to last pick when he was snaking back and he just needed a cheap backup or whatever. Yeah, he was like the second to last round.
Fantasy football.
And I was laughing about that because like very few Steelers get taken in these leagues.
I think we're finding that even in drafts that have Steeler fans in them, the first Steeler to go is DK Metcalf. The second one is usually Chris Boswell.
What?
No, Warren goes. Warren goes before Boswell.
That's not always the case.
You got some real dummies in your leagues.
Can I sign up for your league stat, please?
Do you know what the sleeper app does the first time somebody takes a kicker?
I guarantee my league is not alone either, where there's just some numbskull
who's
like...
Are you aware of this?
What's it do?
That app, whenever the first kicker comes off the board, I don't know if it's a new feature, it just goes, oh, no! Like, it mocks the person who takes the kicker. I swear to God.
Fantasy football, where people have to, when people have to start like backing up their takes with money...
It's different, man.
It's a truth teller.
It's very different.
Aaron Rodgers never gets picked, or barely. DK Metcalf goes. He's a wide receiver, one he should, and he's got a really good resume. Running backs always get picked, so usually Warren and Johnson get picked.
Eventually Johnson.
None of the receivers get picked, and honestly, I've done about 12 of these things. The tight ends almost never get picked. Barely.
I think I've taken Jonnu Smith late as like a tight end, too, just to have somebody extra, and I've seen Pat go, but it's late. I mean... They're not top even, I would say, 11 or 12 round guys.
You know what else happens? Because people get caught up in Steelers love, they take the defense way too early.
The defense goes early.
The Steelers defense got picked in the 9th round, and there were catcalls on my deck yesterday at the guy who picked them. People were just aghast that they took the defense that early.
It's just, I've obviously been obsessed with fantasy football for a very long period of my life.
Got 9 leagues.
That's only on the sleeper app. That doesn't account for ESPN or
that's
Yahoo.
That's like my buddy saying, I said, how many leagues are you in this year? And he goes, well, are you counting ones with friends or high stakes ones with complete strangers? He's in like 25.
I have 6 drafts tonight that Amanda doesn't know about.
6?
I have 2 tomorrow, and that doesn't count the one that I just found out we're doing here at work.
You have 6 drafts.
And then I have 1 more on Wednesday, and I'm going to be done.
How do you keep track when you have that many drafts in one night?
So I've now applied this rule to my email, too. I check in the morning. I check again at night. I give myself like 10 minutes. I whip through all of them, and then I'm good.
That's how you do the drafts?
No, that's how I keep up with my teams.
No, I'm saying when you're just drafting.
Oh,
because like a draft takes an hour or more.
Oh, I just toggle through the apps. I don't have like rankings. I just go off my head.
You just use the pump. Well, that's because you've probably memorized each fantasy app's ranking system. You just look at it once and you have it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.